The name Tuba is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Ra'd, verse 29 as follows. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Those who believe and whose hearts find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah, for without doubt in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find satisfaction. Alladhina amanu wa amilus salihati tuba lahum. For those who believe and work righteousness, is every blessedness and a beautiful place of final return.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Alhamdulillah, today we are honored with a very special guest, Alhamdulillah, one who is one of, I would mention, of the pioneers of Cape Town, Alhamdulillah, who has done tremendous work. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve Sheikh for many more years with us, inshallah, with health, inshallah, ta'ala. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. In order for Sheikh to inspire us for many more years, Alhamdulillah, we as the youth today, we look up to them. We see, Alhamdulillah, the hard work and effort that they have put in order for us to have such a beautiful time today as Muslims in South Africa, in Cape Town particularly. May Allah bless them all, inshaAllah ta'ala. But today, the honor of Sheikh Muhammad Murad, mashaAllah, who is here, who is known to be, and for many years was at New Street Masjid, as we know it, alhamdulillah. Today we are honored for the first time, and I've been looking forward to this day, mashaAllah. Sheikh will be addressing us and conducting a beautiful talk, especially it's a current affair. It is, you know, fresh and hard for us to process in the hearts of believers. But today Sheikh will tackle the topic for us, and I'm sure and certain that we will benefit tremendously from Sheikh's talk. And Sheikh is known as a beautiful and great orator, mashallah. May Allah grant openings for Sheikh, that Sheikh can benefit us today and open up ways for us, inshallah ta'ala, to see the reality of what is happening today. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take Sheikh from strength to strength. Today the topic, hot topic, is Palestine, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah bless Sheikh, falyatafaddal mashkura, inshallah. Tamam, Jamal, just Sheikh come up. We also want to greet all our social media viewers, inshallah ta'ala. Please go on our YouTube live page and inshallah ta'ala like it as well. Great work has been done by our sound man Zahur Kumandan. May Allah bless him also, inshallah, and keep him with us for a long time. Shukran, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibina wa shafi'ina wa maulana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. We thank and praise the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the Universe. Our mercy, blessings, salutations, love and compassion on our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family and friends, and those who follow in their guidance until the day of judgment. Beloved brothers and sisters, respected viewers, I greet you with a wonderful greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. As we heard, the topic is Palestine, and I'm sure that this topic is running hot through our minds, our hearts, and everybody is talking about it. But what is so disturbing is that we are listening to social media and to what the Western media is saying, and I hope and pray that we are not causing arguments amongst ourselves regarding what is happening right now in the Middle East, and especially Palestine and Gaza. But first question today is that how much do we love Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak? That is my first question. We all yearn to go to Mecca. We all yearn to go to Madinat al-Munawwara. Do we have that same yearning and love for Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak? And yet our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد مسجد الحرام ومسجد هذا ومسجد الأقصى. That you travel, when you travel, take your travel to three mosques, which is Masjid al-Haram, my masjid, and Masjid al-Aqsa. So Masjid al-Aqsa becomes the sister and brother of Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabawi. So when we have a yearning, we must have that same love that we have for Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Nabawi and Masjid al-Aqsa, because our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us to do so. But that in itself, the reason why I ask the question is that because of our love for Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak, we will understand how much we need to be able to think of what is happening right there, right now. And I can't say just for the few days. It is an historical fact. It goes back many years, 75 years at least, whereby these people, they are, and I say these people, the people of Gaza, the people of Palestine, they are defending Masjid al-Aqsa in our honor. In our honor. We should be the ones that will be with them, but they are doing on our behalf. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-Masjid al-Haram ila al-Masjid al-Aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu. They are in that particular vicinity of Masjid al-Aqsa, and therefore, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on the Isra and Mi'raj, given the task to lead the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wassalam, it said to all of us, those who came after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody leads the salah in your home. You lead your own salah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the task to lead the salah in Masjid al-Aqsa, meaning that Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak belongs to us, and that we are the a'imma of Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. That was an indication when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the flag, handing it over to us as the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let us look at Palestine itself. And I call it the stolen gem, because there is no more treasure and more value in that particular area, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah says, الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ. We do not have time to go into the entire history from the very beginning. But let us just think for one moment. There is two nations involved here. There's the Arabs and there's the Yahud. Let us first talk about the Arabs. And we look at what happened in those lands around Palestine, first of all. And the Quran describes this for us. If we study the Holy Quran, we will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is Surah Al-Ahqaf. Surah Al-Ahqaf, study it and you will find. It is known as the wind-curved sand hills that was around them with the buildings. There is the likes of Ad, who had buildings that we have never seen before. There is the gardens of Saba. Then further north we find there is the Thamud and Salih. Then we go and we witness what was how they rejected the messages of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Furthermore, we go into Madian. We find there was Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam. How the people were punished for rejecting Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam. Then we find in Jordan, Sodom and Gomorrah. We find the villages of Nabi Lut. Then we go to Palestine where the Canaanites were. They were the inhabitants of Palestine. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us in the Holy Quran, ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْقُرَىٰ نَقُصُّهُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْهَا قَائِمٌ وَحَصِيدٌ. This is something of the news that Allah brings to us from the communities before us. So we can understand either they were destroyed, or they were standing, or they were mowed down completely. Why? Because they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us understand one thing about the Arab nation. The Arab nation, they are a gifted nation. They are very, very gifted and they are inclined to good. And when they are inclined to good, they can rise to the zenith. But if they are inclined to bad, then they start following their carnal urges. Please, I ask you to excuse the voice. It started just yesterday and I was a bit concerned about the voice for today, because this topic is very close to my heart. I have been following Palestine for years, since the killing of Muhammad Durra. Even before that, I've traveled to conferences in Palestine, and I would have loved the voice to be much better today, but please pardon the voice. It is through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are satisfied. Ibn Khaldun, in his Muqaddimah, he describes the Arabs, and he says this about the Arab. They are a race who can only be reformed through prophethood. And they can be established as a nation through religion. And their talents can only be fully surfaced through divine laws. That is how he describes them. And thus, when the Arab abandon prophethood, they abandon religion, they abandon the divine laws of Allah, and they will start following their carnal urges like they are doing today, then nothing matters in the world for them any longer. The Arab, without religion, constantly fighting amongst themselves. And therefore today we find that they are fighting amongst themselves as to who's going to have and who's going to be the ally of Israel. This is something that we must understand. The crimes that we have witnessed, we have seen, the butchers, the murders, whatever is happening. But the bigger crime is that the leadership of the world is silent. That is the bigger crime for me. The Arabs, they can destroy themselves amongst themselves. But if you go on the other side, you find the Jews. The Jews, if we go into the history, they're cousins of the Arabs. And what are they? Obstinate, cruel nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they said to Nabi Musa, "Udhina min qabli an ta'tiyana wa min ba'di ma ji'tana." We've been harmed. Before you came, we've been persecuted. Now we even persecuted further. And then Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam listened to them. And Allah says, Asa Rabbukum, ayyuhlika aduwakum, wa yastakhlifakum min ba'dihim, linanzura kayfa ta'amaloon. Perhaps your Lord will wipe you out as an enemy and leave you overlords on the earth. Your enemy will be gone, but Allah will observe how you behave. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Jazakallah. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he felt pessimistic about their future. But he was convinced. This is Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, when these people regain their freedom, they'll be worse than Fir'aun. They have proven it today. What Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam predicted. When Fir'aun released them to Nabi Musa, what did they say? They can't go into Palestine. لَن نَدْخُلَهَا حَتَّى يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا فَيَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا فَإِنَّا دَاخِلُونَ We can't go in here. The cowardice showed. They are cowards because they are people that strong inside. They said, رَبِّ لَا أَمْلِكُ نَفْسِي إِلَّا نَفْسِي وَأَخِي I only have myself and my brother. This is Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَفْرُقْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ When Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam called them, قوم الفاسقين. قال فإنها محرمة عليهم 40 سنة For 40 years, they will not be able to find a place to stay. They will wander in the Sinai. They won't have a place to live. محرمة عليهم 40 سنة يتيهون في الأرض فلا تأس على القوم الفاسقين This in itself proved how cowards they were at the time of Nabi Musa. And I want to take you back. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're looking at a boycott. A complete siege on Gaza, where there is no water, no electricity, nothing can go in, no food, no assistance. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 3 years was under siege in the Sha'ab. 3 years under siege. What were they eating? They were eating dry leaves. The excreta were like that of the animals. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went through that. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for 3 months, we only ate what came out from under the arm of Sayyidina Bilal. That was Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that was the faith that these people from Gaza are learning from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take the answer of the Jews to Nabi Musa, لن ندخلها أبدا ما داموا فيها. Take the answer of Sayyidina Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas. When Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am going to defend myself against Quraysh. What was the answer of Sayyidina Sa'ad? Ya Rasulullah, أمضي يا رسول الله. You go, take what you want. You connect to whom you want. Take from our wealth what you want. Take from our families what you want. Take whomever you want. We will go with you if you go through this ocean. We will walk through that ocean with you. But we will not say to you, like the Jews said to Nabi Musa, that we will not enter. You go with your Lord. We say to you, Ya Muhammad, اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا معكما مقاتلون. You go and you go and fight. And we will go with you. We're not going to stand back. This is the courage. This is the courage of the people of Gaza today. This is what they have in them, their iman and their taqwa. I want to take you. The Jews, if you think they're killing children, if you think they're killing women, they're killing our older people, what they are doing in bombing, listen to this. كُلَّمَا جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ بِمَا لَا تَهْوَى أَنفُسُهُمْ فَرِيقًا كَذَّبُوا وَفَرِيقًا يَقْتُلُونَ What did they do? Allah sent His messengers to them. His messengers. And if it did not suit them, it wasn't according to their teaching and understanding and to their whims and fancies, they would either belie them or they would even kill the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what they are doing today is nothing new. It's nothing new. My dear brothers and sisters, we must know that the Mi'raj, Isra and Mi'raj taught us so many lessons, but we are not here to talk about the Isra and Mi'raj. We are here to talk about the liberation of Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. We are talking about the liberation of Al-Ghazza. We are talking about the liberation of Palestine. We all here. Salahuddin al-Ayyubi. Everybody is asking, where is Sayyidina Umar? Where is Sayyidina Salahuddin al-Ayyubi? Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu an used to send a message to the army and say to them, you go and face your enemy, but the one ammunition that you have is your taqwa Allah. If you fight them with your taqwa Allah, and you know that you are going into the battlefield with that, then you have overpowered them already. That is the taqwa Allah. That is the iman that you go with. But if you go without that, then the enemy will beat you because they have better ammunition than you have. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu conquered Jerusalem, sent us to the height of tolerance. No crucifix will be touched. No synagogue will be touched. No church will be touched. That was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Come along, the crusaders. I want to talk to you just for a few minutes about the crusades. What happened? The crusades attacked Jerusalem. It should have been very easy, and I say it should have been very easy for the Muslim Ummah at that time to prevent the crusades that came along and traveled a long way. Where did they travel? Through Vienna, Constantinople, Anatolia, Syria, right into Bayt al-Maqdis. That was the crusades. Their provisions were depleted. They were living off the carcasses. And history says to us, when they came through Damascus, when they came through Syria, not a single one lifted a finger to stop them. And this is why I said, the silence of the Arab nation, the silence of the Muslim world leadership, and not lifting a finger, is taking us back to the time of the Crusades, where they could walk right into Jerusalem and nobody is lifting a finger. And as history teaches us, everyone said, it's not our business. That is our business. They are our brothers. Masjid al-Aqsa belongs to us. The land of Palestine belongs to us. It does not belong to the Palestinians. It is waqaf to the Muslims of the world. And if the leaders of the Muslim of the world cannot understand that, then I'm asking, let us show them, let us go out in the streets and tell them, you are hypocrites in what you are doing. You are talking, but there is no action happening. This is my message to the leaders of the world. Wake up from your slumber. Wake up from where you are sitting today and do something about the people of Gaza. The result was that the crusaders started butchering innocent women, innocent children, and they established a Latin dynasty that lasted for 90 years. Then comes along Jazakallah. Then comes along the Muslim leader Salahuddin. Now we all talk about Salahuddin's victory. Yes, Salahuddin conquered Masjid al-Aqsa. Yes, Salahuddin did this. But I want to tell you today what Salahuddin did before he conquered Jerusalem, before he went into Masjid al-Aqsa. Salahuddin, he analyzed the downfall of the Muslims. And he came along and he abolished certain teachings that was not according to Islam. And he came along and he said, general public will now starting to learn the basics of their religion. And he appointed authorities, ulama, to teach the people the basis of their religion, that they must not divert from the deen. He encouraged the people to enliven the sublime characteristics of Rasulullah, characteristics of Islam, to live in honor, in dignity, in piety. Salahuddin started rebuilding the nation from within, bringing them back to Islam, through Islam. When he was convinced that they are now back in Islam, he then identified them as the army of Allah. Now you can face the enemy. Because you have faced the enemy from within. From within you have faced the enemy. You have turned yourselves around. And that is what Salahuddin did. That was the key to his success. That was the key to liberating Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. First of all, he implored Allah as a leader for Allah's assistance. That is what we need to do. Ask Allah for Allah's assistance. Be apprehensive not to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must not displease Allah. And then hope and pray for Allah's forgiveness. Hope and pray for Allah's forgiveness. Those three key characteristics of Salahuddin was when he conquered and the Jewish flag was lowered. The Crusaders' flag was lowered. And the Muslim flag was raised. What did he do? He went in sujood and he started crying to thank Allah. For how many years did Salahuddin not smile? When he was asked, why don't you smile? He says, how can I smile when Masjid al-Aqsa is in the hands of the Crusaders? We can laugh. We can sit back. We can enjoy. We can waste time. We do not worry about what's happening. مَنْ لَمْ يَهْتَمُ بِأْمُورِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ If you do not concern yourself with the efforts and what's happening with the Muslims, you can't count yourself as one of them. Count ourselves as one of them, my dear brothers and sisters. For 22 years after Salahuddin, the rule stayed with the Muslims, and Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak was liberated through the efforts of Salahuddin al-Ayyubi. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm not going to take much of your time. But if we look at the Battle of Badr, the Battle of Badr was won. And they say, yes, 300 people to 900 people. So what are we saying? We're saying here is one soldier, and here we have almost 1,000 that they have to face. 300, 1,000. Do your calculations. One soldier with Iman was equal to 1,000 men. One soldier with Iman. And I tell you why. Sayyidina Khalid ibn al-Walid, general of an army, he asked Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who was the Amir al-Mu'mineen, send me 50,000 men. I am going into a battle. I need 50,000. You know, they asked for reservists, 30,000 reservists to come in. He said, send me the reservists, 50,000. Send them in. He waited a few days, and one man comes, Sayyidina al-Qaqa. He comes, and he says, yeah, Sayyidina al-Qaqa, where is my army? I'm waiting. What did Amir al-Mu'mineen say? He says, I am your reservist. He says, give me the letter. And in the letter it says, Ya Khalid ibn al-Walid, I have sent you al-Qaqa. And as long as he is in your army, you will never lose. He is equal to 50,000 men. 50,000 men is he equal to. Today, 1,000 men is equal to oof, to nothing. Two men. At the time when Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told his people to go in, قَالَ رَجُلَانِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَدْخُلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْبَابِ They feared Allah. They had Iman. They could go in because they feared nothing. If you believe, if you have Iman, then you don't fear. But if you don't believe, then you will run away when a Palestinian throw a stone to you. Then you will run away because you don't have the same thiqah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have the same tawakkul in Allah. Take Gaza. Remove a dot from the ghain. What does it say? Izzah. It says Izzah. They are honored. We might look at those bodies lying there and cry. Yes, we have the right to show our emotion. We have the right to condemn what's happening. But wallahi al-azim, wa la tahsabanna alladhina qutilu fi sabilillahi amwat. بل أحياء عند ربهم يرزقون فرحين بما آتاهم الله من فضله ويستبشرون بالذين لم يلحقوا بهم من خلفهم ألا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون Don't think that they are dead. They are alive by Allah. They are alive. They are enjoying themselves. Those people, if every family in Palestine wants to have a martyr in their family. They live for it. And they will stand there and they will not move from there. Their houses can be demolished. Their buildings can come down on them. But they're not going to move from there. They're going to fight till the bitter end. It's either Nasrum min Allah or it is Shaheed. Either I'm going to have victory here or I'm going to be a Shaheed, which is also a bigger victory. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them. And we say from this pulpit, we say Hani'an lakum. We say congratulations to you that you have produced martyrs. You have produced all those bodies that you see and all those bodies that's going to be carried out of the hospitals. All those bodies that's going to be carried out of the morgues. They are shuhada. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to be amongst them the day of Qiyamah, inshaAllah, just by wanting to be a shaheed. You must have that desire, even if you're not going to die in the battlefield. My dear brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, if you desire to be a shaheed and you die on your bed, you become a shaheed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that. كم من فئة قليلة غلبت فئة كثيرة بإذن الله. What a small band of people. They have beaten and they have won over the bigger band of people by the إذن الله. Let me give you, before I end off, let me give you the bishara, the glad tidings. Don't think this war is over. It's not over. It's far from over. But remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Victory only comes from Allah. Surah Al-Imran, verse 122. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ. What does it mean? We read that verse. If you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's victory will come to you. Surah Muhammad. وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Who is the junud of Allah? Who is the soldiers of Allah? Not the soldier that's running for the dunya. The soldier that's running to the masjid. The soldier that wants to obey Allah. That is the soldier of Allah. وَإِنَّ جُنْدَنَا لَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. If you become the soldier of Allah, you become victorious by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And we will bring victory to our messengers and to those who believe. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leaves it on himself. I promise. It's a haqq of Allah. What is the haqq of Allah? وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is a haqq to bring victory to the believers. Allah makes a promise and Allah does not break his promise. It is not like us when we make a promise and we say, wallahi, that we mean something else. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. After that fear, you are secured. يَعْبُدُونَنِي, because they worship Allah. Allah will make you the Khalifa on earth. Allah will make you inherit this earth. And we say to the people of Gaza, stand firm. We are with you. We are with you. You shedding your blood on our behalf. You are shedding your blood for Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. And we will stand with you as long as you are alive and as long as you're fighting the cause. And we will make dua for you. We will pray for you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give you more courage. The courage of your conviction. The courage of your iman. The courage of your dependence in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant liberation to Masjid al-Aqsa. To grant liberation to Al-Ghazza. To the entire Palestine. And to take away the Zionist regime of apartheid. And we are saying to this government of ours, you have disappointed us once again. Because you as a government has not raised your voice. We had individuals raising their voice. We're calling on you. You knew what apartheid was. You lived through it. That apartheid there makes this apartheid a walk in the park. I can tell you that. And you are not raising your voice. You're sending individuals to raise their voices. But from our government side, we want you to come out strong and condemn the Zionist regime for what they are doing. And so I call on the rest of the Arab world, the rest of the leaders of Muslim world. Where is Saudi Arabia? Where is Turkey? Where is Iran? Where is Jordan? Where is Syria? Where is Iraq? Where is Pakistan? Wallahi al-azim, if they combine their forces, wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu, they will walk over Israel tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us, protect us inshaAllah, and guide us all. And for all those that are suffering, may Allah bring ease to them. Inna ma'al usri yusra. And know, when the mu'min start asking, mata nasrullah, when is the victory coming? We say, inna nasrullahi qareeb. It is near. How near? We don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to bring that victory soon inshaAllah. This Qassam unit, we admire them and we say, go forward and march on and bring victory to Masjid al-Aqsa. May Allah grant us, all of us inshaAllah, to be able to make salah in Masjid al-Aqsa. A liberated one, shoulder to shoulder, that we can stand one day in Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak and say, even if we only make dua for them, make dua day and night, don't forget. Yes, I know there's a lot of things happening. There is sports, there is rugby, there is cricket.
But how much time do you spend for that? And how much time do you spend thinking about your Palestinian brothers and sisters? Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Takbir! 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 Bir ruh! بالدم نفديك يا أقصى سبحان الله نفديك يا أقصى بالروح بالدم نفديك يا أقصى سبحان الله. What a brilliant, brilliant talk that has been given. I can see, not a dry eye. Subhanallah. We have to shed tears for Aqsa. We have to. That one tear you shed might be, inshallah ta'ala, that one tear that Allah see from the eye of the believer and Allah accept. May Allah accept. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah keep Sheikh with us for many more years. May Allah grant us to chant this with the shuhada. Allah grant us to chant this with the mujahideen. There is the niyyah, the intention that we need to have. We've heard today, subhanallah. Let us make intention to become shuhada. These are the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing their duty for us, on behalf of us. But we at least need to yearn to be there. We need to yearn to at least, like we say, Allah marzuqna salatan fil masjid al-aqsa wa huwa hurrun aziz, inshaAllah. When masjid al-aqsa is liberated, and inshaAllah we make dua, ya Allah, let it happen in our time. We want our children to be the muaddineen in masjid al-aqsa. We want our children to be the imams of masjid al-aqsa, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah accept that from us. Barakallahu feekum. Truly, we say from the heart, shukran to Sheikh for that beautiful reminder. I think we all had to hear that. And I think that brought this very talk, as sad as it was, what is being revealed to us, but it brought joy to our hearts that we have hope. We have hope in leaders, and leaders such as these leaders. They that are there that can take the bull by the horns and say it as it is, because some of us, we keep silent and quiet about it. We cannot be silent anymore. We have to open our hearts, open our mind, our mouths, and we need to show action. And Sheikh has made a valid point today, 2 o'clock, we need to rush to Keizergracht. We're going to shout in one unison voice. Inshallah ta'ala, we stand with the people of Palestine. Amen. That is because our government, Alistair Frot, as Sheikh has mentioned, we need to do it, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah accept all our efforts. And due to this also, this beautiful talk that Sheikh has given today, may Allah open your hearts and your pockets, because every cent that we have today, we will give to the Islamic Relief organizations that is here currently, alhamdulillah, doing excellent and sterling work. And whoever we are giving it to, they are on the grounds in Palestine, trying to assist. They are there, Jamaatul Muslimin. So don't hesitate. Your money will go there, inshallah ta'ala. And remember the hadith of Rasulullah. If you can't be there, let the fire, let the candles burn in Aqsa. Your wealth, and inshallah ta'ala, can contribute to this. Look after Al-Aqsa, as Sheikh has mentioned. It's not Palestinians' responsibility. It is our responsibility. It is our inheritance from our Rasulullah. So, mashallah to Sheikh. May Allah grant Sheikh, first of all, shifa and kamilan min kullida. I can assure you, if Sheikh's voice had to be right, this masjid would have shaken today. And that is why the call is for Sheikh to come back, inshallah ta'ala, soon, and to come and inspire us once again, inshallah. Barakallahu fikum. May Allah grant Sheikh a long life with us, inshallah ta'ala, with health. We know in the past Sheikh's health was not too good, but we made dua, and today we can see a strong Sheikh standing in front of us again, leading us, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah bless Sheikh. Jazakumullah khairan, Sheikh, for all your special time, and Allah bless everyone in the community. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu barakatuh. Just one announcement is, please, brothers, can you move forward? There's many gaps in between. There's brothers outside at the back, inshallah ta'ala, trying to come and enter the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please come forth. And very, very, very importantly, tonight, inshallah ta'ala, after Maghrib, we have a special guest, as we have Sheikh right top of the range here in Cape Town. We also have a top of the range Sheikh that is coming, Sheikh Sulaiman Mullah, mashallah, yes, that will be addressing us tonight. And those who don't know Sheikh, wallahi, that is actually, that's very sad. You have to know Sheikh Sulaiman Mullah, for the, like Sheikh is working so hard, this particular individual, Sheikh Sulaiman, wallah, inspirational. You know, if you know him, you would not miss out to listen to him tonight. Like we did not miss out to miss Sheikh today. So bi idnillah. Let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala soften your hearts. Leave the bookers only playing Sunday. Right? Don't worry about that now. We're worrying about Masjid al-Aqsa now. We are going to be here tonight, inshallah. Everybody make the intention. Ameen. And inshallah, don't keep it to yourself. Spread the word that everybody come. Inshallah ta'ala, Sheikh will definitely inspire us. Barakallahu feekum. And then, our target is 250,000 then? Mashallah. Inshallah, today we're going to achieve that. Inshallah. Ameen. Today we're going to achieve the Jamaat al-Muslimin. You might think that little that you give, but Allah will put barakah in that, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant, because there's a very, very sad message that I'm reading on my phone now. Our musallis are disrespecting the car gods. Our mujahideen are dying, brothers. We cannot show akhlaq like that. Don't show akhlaq like that. It's not the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming to Jumu'ah. Be example to those who don't have iman. They must look at us and say, subhanallah, look how beautiful these people's character is. Just because of their character, I want to enter the masjid. I don't want to be a car god. But because of our actions, Allahu Akbar. We have a long way to go with brothers. Please make the intention now to change. Let us not be cruel to mankind. The best of people are those who benefit mankind. Benefit them. Show them the beauty of Islam. Not shout at them and mention names to them. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. This is not befitting to a Muslim. May Allah bless you all, inshallah. Jazakallah khair wa salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاة إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وأصحابه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي جعل المسلمين أمة واحدة إن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاعبدون ومثلهم نبيهم صلى الله عليه وسلم في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم بالجسد الواحد إذا اشتكى من عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى ولقد أمرنا الله سبحانه وتعالى بنصرة المسلمين خاصة المستضعفين الذين يستذلهم العدو وما لكم لا تقاتلون في سبيل الله والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون لا أظن أحدًا له أدنى إحساس يرى ويشاهد ويسمع ما يحدث مع إخواننا في الأرض المباركة أرض الإسراء والمعراج وخصوصا في غزة إن اليهود الصهيونية قد قتلوا أولاد المسلمين وذبحوا رجالنا وشيوخنا وانتهكوا حرمات بناتنا ونساءنا وغصبوا أراضينا ودمروا بيوتنا ومساجدنا وإذا تولى سعى في الأرض ليفسد فيها ويهلك الحرث والنسل والله لا يحب الفساد أما بعد فيا عباد الله استيقظوا من نوم الغفلة استيقظوا من نوم الغفلة أين الأمم المتحدة وأين منظمات حقوق الإنسانية وأين الجامعة العربية وأين المسلمون بل وأين المسلمون لمناصرة إخوانهم في فلسطين والدفاع عن حقوقهم وتحرير أراضيهم ومساجدهم وخاصة المسجد الأقصى المبارك انتبهوا يا أمة الإسلام انتبهوا يا أمة الإسلام الأقصى في خطر غزة في خطر فلسطين في خطر لأن اليهود حرموا العهد والميثاق أو كلما عاهدوا عهدا نبذه فريق منهم بل أكثرهم لا يؤمنون فيا عباد الله
انصروا بأموالكم وأولادكم وأنفسكم إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. ونقول من هذا المنبر لإخواننا في غزة: أنتم عزة، أنتم عزة، ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. نفعني الله وإياكم بالقرآن الكريم، وتقبل مني ومنكم تلاوته، إنه تعالى جواد كريم، ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. الحمد لله كما يجب علينا من حمده وتعظيمه، ونشكره سبحانه على إحسانه وإنعامه وتكريمه، ونعوذ به من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ومن نزغات الشيطان وتوهيمه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى وأطيعوه، فإن طاعته أقوم وأقوى، وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى، واحذروا أسباب سخط الجبار، فإن أجسامكم على النار لا تقوى. ثم اعلموا أن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد قال في كتابه العزيز: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد صاحب الوجه الأنور والجبين الأزهر، وارض اللهم عن أصحابه أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن سائر أصحاب نبيك أجمعين، وعن التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وعنا معهم بمن وكرمك ورحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين، واجعل هذا البلد آمنا مطمئنا وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا، واصلح أئمتنا وولاة أمورنا، واجعل ولايتنا في من خافك واتقاك واتبع رضاك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة. اللهم دمر اليهود اللهم دمر اليهود وشتت شملهم. اللهم فرق جمعهم. اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين. اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين. اللهم اعلي كلمتك إلى يوم الدين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم، واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Straighten the lines for the gaps please. أقم الصلاة.
Imaf will do the kunud nazila inshallah in the second raka'ah.
Straighten the lines for the gaps please, and kindly switch off your cell phones.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم،
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وما لكم لا تقاتلون في سبيل الله والمستضعفين من الرجال والنساء والولدان الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر، إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت، وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا فيمن توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت، إنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك، إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت، فلك الحمد على ما قضيت. نستغفرك يا الله، نستغفرك يا الله، نستغفرك يا الله، ونتوب إليك. اللهم إنا نسألك أن تحرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي اليهود. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي اليهود. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي اليهود. واجعلنا صلاة فيها قبل الممات، واجعلنا صلاة فيها قبل الممات. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في غزة. اللهم أيدهم بنصرك يا الله. اللهم أيدهم بنصرك يا الله. اللهم كن لهم حافظا وناصرا ونصيرا. اللهم أيدهم يا الله بالحق. اللهم أيدهم بالحق. اللهم أيدهم على اليهود والنصارى برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، واهدنا ووفقنا إلى الحق وإلى طريق مستقيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
تحية وبارك على
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. ونتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة إنه التواب الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا وفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم ادفع عنا الغلاء والوباء والربا والزنا والزلازل والمحن وسوء الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن عن بلدنا هذا خاصة وعن بلاد المسلمين عامة يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا هما إلا فرجته، ولا دينا إلا قضيته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته، ولا ميتا إلا رحمته، ولا حقا إلا أعليته، ولا باطلا إلا أزهقته، ولا مجاهدا في سبيل إلا نصرته، ولا مجاهدا في سبيلك إلا نصرته، ولا مجاهدا في سبيلك إلا نصرته، ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة هي لك فيها رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا أعنتنا على قضائها ويسرتها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.